Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. You need to help me make it 1 million unenslaved minds. We've got a short amount of time. There are people out there telling me consistently, telling Sheriff Mack consistently. We did a show on this, telling Doug Hagman, Doug Thornton, a whole kit and caboodle. Bad things are coming in October because the Democrats are questioning whether or not they can hang on to the presidency, even with their stooge puppet. It ain't working. Better get ready. You better get ready. Well, one of the ways you get ready is what you put in your body. It's incredible to me how people have been fooled. And hoodwink are, you know, really, and I hate to say this because I wished it weren't true. I've never felt this way until with the entirety I felt until about 6 years ago. This administration, therefore the government and its agencies, are your enemy. They are out to get you. And yeah, maybe it's paranoid, but even if you're paranoid, doesn't mean they're not out to get you. They are. In so many ways, and I did the asset forfeiture piece, civilian asset forfeiture. They are after you. They want to profit on your demise, steal, rob you blind, and then leave you on the ground begging for death. It's amazing. Anyway, what you put in your body matters. You need to cleanse your gut. And we hear about leaky gut syndrome, and we hear about all these things that are really bad for you. Well, Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist, expert nutritionist, he says they're giving us crap they shouldn't be giving us. And there's toxins that are in our food, a lot of our food. And they're passing this off as part of the health pyramid. It's not. It's poison. It's shortening your life. It's wrecking your skin. It's killing your digestive system. It makes you lose energy. And people think, oh, it's a normal part of aging because it goes on over time and gets progressively worse. Change your diet. Get this toxin out of your system and you can have an amazing turnaround. There's a free video that Dr. Gundry wants you to watch. And all you got to do is go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dave. gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dave. This video is going viral. Watch it for nothing. I'd suggest you take a strong look. Well, we're going to continue with part three of what Gregory Stenstrom calls the council. And we're going through and reviewing his 70 page plus work. And I'm adding in some things I know. He can't possibly put everything in one work, nor can I, nor can anybody else. But this work is stellar that he has done. And I'm adding in, and I'm going to have my own sections at the conclusion. But we're on part three. And today, in this particular segment, we're going to look at the business arm of the deep state, the blackmail arm of the deep state, the propaganda arm of the deep state, and of course, the medical arm. And it's not to necessarily be meant to be an exhaustive list, but these are the useful idiots in many cases, and then some of the planners that are identified by Mr. Stenstrom. And we'll go through and give it some clarity from my perspective, but I think it's a very well done piece. Okay, on the business arm side of things, of course, you would have Bill Gates. What would a vaccine injury population be without Bill Gates? Exactly. He's so evil. Well, like I said, look at how his private life is going. Mark Zuckerberg, don't believe a word he says. Don't listen to what they say. Watch their actions. I got people telling me, when is it? Go before Congress. He says, shouldn't have censored. The FBI came to me. The administration came to me. And they said, you better stop these people. And a lot of it was about the Hunter Biden disinfo, which was election interference. Man should be in prison. And now he's saying, mea culpa, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it. Yet people tell me that when they take my work and put it on Facebook, it's being censored. Watch what they do, not what they say. George Soros, well, let me put it this way. The man is Jewish. No big deal. The man is Jewish and as a teenager betrayed fellow Jews to the Nazis. Very big deal. And he's butted his foreign ass into our politics and he's wrecking this country. Oh, yeah. You want to know why Art Bell went off the air? That's the guy. Clear Channel. You know why John B. Wells is, well, I'm glad he's not. Caravan to Midnight's a monster. And I've had the honor to be on the show quite often. And thank you, John. I value our friendship and I value your patriotism. He and his wife, Brendy, just do a tremendous job. But this guy and his little organizations didn't want a truth teller like John B. Wells on the air. So we'll just knock him off. Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York, guy's richer than you know what. It's a bad man. Bad man. Hates America, loves communism because he wants to be in control of everything that controls you. That's what all these guys want. And then Tom Steyer. If he's not the biggest donator to the Democratic Party, and Kamala Kabbalah, if he's not, I'd be hard pressed to tell you who is. So it's a group that is called SIGI. It is what it is, okay? But that's the business arm. You know, I got to add something else in here too. He can't, Greg can't include everything in here. Larry Fink needs to be on a list like this. BlackRock, State Street Vanguard. They all cover for each other. I'll give you one intricacy, but it's deeper than this. The controllers of BlackRock is Vanguard, but Vanguard's a private, not public offered institution. And so therefore, they don't have to make the disclosures they would if they had gone public. Well, they used to be, but they changed. And State Street is part of the mix, and BlackRock controls them. So it's one big incestuous relationship with the three. At the center of it, though, is BlackRock. Together, the three of them, they control 92% of all asset management in the United States. Would you say that qualifies them to be in this list? You know, it may not be true, but I'm pretty sure it's true. Well, first of all, it is true. I don't know that BlackRock is more powerful than Soros. They're different from each other. So it's kind of an apples to oranges comparison. But with Zuckerberg, no comparison. He's a small fish in a big pond compared to BlackRock. Bill Gates, big fish. And it's hard to go apples to apples on the comparison with this. But I would say BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard, yeah, they would control 75% of the world's asset management too. I'd say they're bigger than Gates. Okay. So I would put them in there. They should be broken up under antitrust legislation of the biggest trust in the history of America. We've gone after trust before, right? Standard Oil, Bell Telephone. They had to make the baby bells, remember, and AT&T and all those breakups, right? Well, okay. That was in the 70s. Well, BlackRock makes these look like poor little punks. It should be broken up. Okay, moving on. Blackmail and extortion. J. Edgar Hoover may be the real inventor of this in modern day United States. Came into power in the 20s. He served under, I think it was seven presidents, and he stayed in power by blackmailing them. It was, Mr. President, you're not going to believe what your enemies are saying about you, but sir, I'm got your back. I'm on your side, and this is the way that he, let him know, I can wreck you. Don't touch me. Lois Lerner. I mean, she just looks evil and stupid, but she's extremely evil. She's the one that audited the taxes of Biden's and Obama's, that administration. She audited the taxes, like Tea Party members and so forth, audited taxes of people that were political opponents. It's a precursor of the lawfare that Donald Trump's going through. She's bad, of course. No list would be complete, and you probably would have put this down yourself. Jeffrey Epstein. Why can't we get the list? You know darn good and well why we can't get the list. You know exactly why we can't get the list. By the way, for those of you that think he committed suicide, I got some really bad swampland in Florida to sell you at a top level price. This man not only didn't die of suicide, he didn't die. He's living on some other remote island, running his operations from afar. And why do I say that? Because he had kill switches. If I'm dead, dead man switch, everything comes out. They wouldn't have dared touched him. Guarantee he's still alive. Moving on. The propaganda arm. Norm Eisen, special counsel. Jim Carney, White House press secretary, the liaison between government, Jen Psaki. So I was going to say liaison between government and the media owned by six major corporations that are part of this group. And I said later at the conclusion of my presentation of Greg Stenstrom's work, or at least it's an overview of it, I am going to go through and talk about organizations. And these three are the liaison here. I don't know if I'd have put Corinne Jean-Pierre in. She's got to be the lowest IQ person to ever serve in this position. Psaki had a brain. At least she knew when to shut up. Then, of course, we come down to here. The man who would steal an important election and turn the 2020 election over to Biden. Josh Shapiro. Criminal, 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 criminal. Not only, and I covered this, was there a high profile murder that he blocked the investigation of when he was an attorney general? Tells me that the murder was somebody important to him. But he comes down to here, is being sued. He's being sued for voter fraud, election interference. And he did. The pizza boxes, he wouldn't do anything about it. I mean, and that's the most minor thing that happened. But there's a lawsuit in Pennsylvania now brought by Gregory Stenstrom and colleagues, and they're going after him. But here's the other thing, too, that I would say to Greg, hey, Greg, Pennsylvania's got nothing on Maricopa County. See, I would have to stick Stephen Reicher in this, Bill Gates, Jack Sellers, county supervisors, Adrian Fontes, Katie Hobbs, her conduct as Secretary of State running for governor. Oh my gosh, is this woman crooked as the day is long? Let me tell you, crooked Arizona is real quick. It's been exposed in the mainstream media. Katie Hobbs effectively took a $400,000 bribe from a health provider to make an exception to rules enforced on everybody else but them. And she got $400,000 for this. The county attorney was going to go into this, but the crooked attorney general, Chris Mays, who also we think benefited from a crooked election in Arizona in 2022, she said, oh no, I'm taking this over. And since she's done that months ago, not a word about this bribe. And they're all involved in election fraud. And as when I interviewed Michelle Swinnick, that interview's up. You can look at it. Michelle gave incontrovertible evidence that 2020, 2022 are invalid because chain of custody was not validated. And that invalidates an election in Arizona. This is fraud. So when we say Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, well, Gregory Stenstrom is correct. But we export this to the other states. Pennsylvania gets their criminality election-wise from Arizona. So does Fulton County. So does Wisconsin. So does Nevada. Continuing. Medical fraud. Now we could have a lot of people in here. Walensky, right? CDC, you must wear a mask. And this clown was saying it doesn't work. We don't want a shortage of surgical masks. Remember? And then he flip-flopped on that. Remember that? Remember that? Oh, we won't make vaccines mandatory either. They sure as hell tried, didn't they? This guy right here you're looking at here, he is the Dr. Mengele of the modern age. He's responsible for millions of deaths. And he's a traitor. And Greg Stenstrom has a lot to say about him here. Right here. That pretty much says it all. All right. Now, the council retaliates, and we're going to make this the next part of what we do. When we do part four, we'll go through Greg's work on retaliation, and we'll talk about his suggestions for what we can do. And I admire Greg's work because of the fact that he doesn't leave you hanging with the air of desperation. He said, there are some things we can do. And I'm going to see if I can't maybe add a little bit more to that. And then you might choose to add more to what I'm saying. And then I'm going to come back and talk about some of the organizations connected to these people. I'll name them right here, but I'm going to go through and give you a detailed presentation. The Carlyle Group, the Cheneys. Oh, they came out against Donald Trump. Are you surprised now that you know that? And then, of course, the Atlantic Council, the group that was basically responsible for the Hunter Biden bullshit. But you get the idea, okay? And then, of course, CNAS and the warmonger herself, Victoria Nuland, yeah, who was part of Trump's second impeachment, or first impeachment, excuse me, with the Ukraine situation and the phone call to Zelensky. You know, Trump had every right to make that phone call. Was Joe Biden a crook? Was he crooked? And Zelensky would have been in a position to know. Don't see the crime. And of course, impeachment did not end in conviction. So we're going to go through all this and we'll talk about this in some detail. But now that you've got three parts, you've got a lot of the major players. Some are really well known and are household names, some aren't, but they are part of the council. They're pretty much out in the open. They use the office of the Inspector General. I believe there's 30 of them total, 12 major responsibilities, and they control America. They are responsible for election fraud. They're responsible for wars. They're responsible for political oppression. And Merrick Garland's marching orders come from this group. Biden and Harris's marching orders come from this group. This is the deep state. Greg Stenstrom refers to their official name on how they refer to themselves, the Council. Now, we're going to add to this as we go. But we got a lot of work to do because we don't have a lot of time to the election. So I believe we'll probably get five, possibly six parts out of this because I don't want anyone to say, well, I didn't know who these guys were and I didn't know they were. You're going to know. And I would suggest you share this far and wide, especially to independents, middle of the road. They need to know that right now their vote doesn't mean jack squat. And we got to do something in the next 2 months to change that. Thanks for joining us. Check us out at the commonsenseshow.tv. Real problems with real solutions. We get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms, the commonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today.